Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, bringing you into, taking you into the weekend on a funky flashback Friday. We got Tyshirt's Power of Trivia. That's always a hoot, always a blast, always fun. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But before we go there, let's reset where we were earlier in the show. And Rob, the passing of a new voting law in Georgia that many believe promotes voter suppression, particularly in regards to people of color. That has sparked the Major League Baseball to take the All-Star Game out of, and the draft, All-Star Game and the draft, out of Atlanta. Your thoughts?
I think baseball did the right thing. And I think, Chris, companies, big-time companies, have the right to do business in places where they don't agree. I mean, we all know, Major League Baseball is not taking the Atlanta Braves away, right?
Right.
But they don't want to. They don't want to have a prestigious event where some people might feel like they might want to protest, or you know what I mean, or cause a disturbance. That's not what they're trying to do. So I think that baseball did the right thing. I think baseball also, for people don't understand, you know, Georgia did this. And if big companies and leagues do stuff like this, and we've seen it before in the NBA and the NFL, I think it makes other states or puts other states on notice about passing kinds of laws and doing things, Chris, where people can look at them and say, these are discriminatory, or these are not equal for all, that there's some issue here. And I say bravo to baseball, and I think it, it appeared to be an obvious, you know, answer for me, but it's not always that obvious, but baseball followed through.
Yeah, look, Rob, there are some, and Sean Powell, who we had on in the first hour, he said, obviously, this is a very polarizing time in our country. And there are some issues, you know, that are tough issues that people are legitimately on, you know, one side or the other. And they may not be black and white, but this is black and white. Voter suppression, making it more difficult for some people to vote. That's as simple as that. Rob, when I go vote, the school I vote at is right down the street. I'm in and out within 5 minutes. Simple. I can't imagine having to wait in line for 2 hours.
And here's the other thing, Chris. You know, I see a lot of people, oh, what's the big deal? You need an ID for everything. Chris, you register to vote. Don't you?
Right.
You have to register.
If once they have you're to
match, right? They right. have to match up your information to validate you, and then once you're registered, Chris, it's just your signature, right?
Absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Why do you have to show an ID if you register to vote? That's to try to make some people who maybe not have IDs or whatever. You know what I mean? That's really what it is. There's
some
no
people
reason.
Don't have driver's license.
Yes.
And things like that. Most do, but a lot, some don't for whatever reason. And so,
and here's the other thing.
And I get it. I think we all, I mean, we all want, like, no, I don't want voter fraud. I don't want, you know,
but Chris,
I want
democracy,
you know what? But there was never any proof. That's the thing. The attorney general who
was Republican
for President Donald Trump, ex-president Donald Trump. He said there was no evidence of voter fraud. I kept hearing people allege it, but apparently there was no real proof.
Chris, there were like 55 court cases, and I think he lost 54 of them. He won one small victory, I believe, and a lot of the big cases that were thrown out by judges were by judges Trump appointed.
Yep.
So what? Why are we doing? Had Georgia been a red state, Chris, will we have these changes?
I don't even know.
Right.
We would not. So bottom line is we're a democracy. Every citizen has a right to vote. And you should make it as easy as possible for somebody to vote legally. All right. So MLB, we applaud what they did standing up. All right, Rob. Kevin Durant. We talked about it a couple days ago. He had this big brouhaha on social media with Michael Rapaport, friend of the show, actor who's been on the eye a couple many times. And Durant used some language that was just way out of line. It was private. Now, he and Michael Rapaport were going back and forth on direct messages, which are private. And Durant brought Rappaport's wife into the conversation. Didn't disrespect her, thankfully. But still, Rob, you know this. You don't bring anybody's wife, mother, or daughters into a conversation.
Just
like
leave
that.
It out.
Right.
Just leave it out. It can only cause trouble.
Yep. And he said his wife, your own wife don't respect you. Like that would make me mad too. You know? And so what Rappaport did, and I told Rappaport, I texted with him. And I said, I didn't agree with you putting out private messages, you know. And he said, I see your point. I somewhat agree. But he just set me off with the, you know, the putting his wife into it and all that. So Rappaport released them, and Durant used language that was discriminatory toward homosexuals and just very, it was just bad language. And so he came out a couple days ago and apologized. Here he was.
I'm sorry that people seen the language I use. That's not really what I want people to see and hear from me. But hopefully I can move past it and get back out on the floor.
Now, he was fined $50,000, Rob, from by the NBA for that language. And it's precedented in that. You remember years ago, Kobe Bryant, Joakim Noah used homosexual slurs. I think they both may have been referring to referees.
Yep.
Yeah, and they were
fined.
And
it wasn't going to be tolerated. It wasn't going to be allowed.
Right. And look, we get it, Rob. We understand people talk differently in locker rooms, privately. But Durant, he said he's sorry that people saw it. Are you sorry you used it? I mean, that if you're really sorry, then you're sorry that you used it. And I'm not going to jump on him. I'm just saying, I didn't hear in there, yeah,
No, that's what an apology is, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I shouldn't have been using that language. I'm going to do better. He was sorry that people saw it. But anyway, the NBA fined him. And it's interesting, Rod, because it was a private conversation.
No, I get that. But, Chris, when it's made public, and Sean brought it up too, with the Donald Sterling, that was a private conversation, Chris, that was taped. He was talking to his side piece. Am I right?
Yeah, what she said, she was his silly rabbit or something like that, little right. rabbit. Or
I'd call it a side piece, you know. But anyway,
yeah, right.
That tape got out. If there was no tape, Chris, and she said that he said that, he'd still own the team.
Absolutely.
Right? No doubt. And once the NBA heard that tape, there's no way they could continue. And even though it was private, once it became public, it became an embarrassment for the league. It was going to be detrimental to the league, cost the league money. That's why they made the move, and that's why they're allowed. If players say and do stuff, people have, you know, they would say, what about my freedom of speech? No, no, people don't understand what freedom of speech is, Chris. They really don't. When you work for other people and you represent other people, Chris, you represent Fox Sports Radio 24/7, right? All the time.
Right.
You can't go out to a bar and start going crazy and yelling anything you want. That's Chris Broussard from Fox Sports Radio, right? That's who you are. So I think leagues are within their rights to find people when there's stuff that they would consider like a code of conduct. You sign these things when you sign these contracts to play for these leagues, and you give up your right. You give them the right, Chris, to fine you and discipline you on stuff that normal Americans would never have to face.
Yeah, and it's just an interesting situation. Because as Sean said, it's a slippery slope. I mean, we've heard politicians, Rob, use similar language. Or, you know, maybe not talking about homosexuals or whatever. But, you know what I mean? Use language that is derogatory. Let's put it that way. And get away with it. I don't think we should hold basketball players to a higher standard than other public people.
Can I
like
interrupt?
Politicians.
I'm going to interrupt you. And here's the difference. The athletes work for someone. The politicians are voted in and out by people. So they don't work. So if the people who they represent, Chris, don't like what they're saying or what they've done, they can get voted out. That's the difference. And that's why I don't think athletes are being held to a higher standard. It's just that they work for somebody. If they were independent, you could do whatever. You're independently wealthy, Chris. You could say, do whatever you want. But you're drawing a check from somebody. I don't care how many millions of dollars it is. You work for somebody else. Somebody's your boss. And they can set their standards, what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And even though politicians seem to get away with it, and some do because they get reelected and their constituents don't have a problem, there are others, Chris, who get voted out. And that's where people say, that's my displeasure. I don't like the way he represents my city, my state. You know what I mean? And I want that bum out.
Yeah, it's an interesting time because people are being held, and on one level, you're being held more accountable than ever. But then in other ways, stuff is promoted and acceptable. I mean, and I throw this out, and we always talk about creative license. But what about, say, music, whatever genre, that says a lot of stuff that maybe KD said? Or you know, which there is music that says that type of stuff.
I think it's different. I think that I just think that's a poetic license, and people, Chris, have the right to buy and not buy that music if they don't like it. That's why they put labels on it.
But should it be played on the radio?
They don't play it on the radio.
There's a lot of type of that stuff is, or most, even shown on TV nowadays.
Yeah, but there's things that aren't played on the radio.
I mean, you can't curse. They may beep it out.
They take certain things out. I mean, they're real popular songs. If you listen to it on the radio, you almost don't even recognize it. So there are some limitations. I don't like it. I mean, there's a song, one of my favorite songs by Dire Straits. The song, Chris, you know it, Money for Nothing?
Yeah.
I love that song. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. But when I've listened to the song,
your kicks for free.
Right. Your chicks for free. But when I listen to it on Sirius, they take out the F word that we were just talking about, the derogatory word for homosexual.
Right.
It's eliminated from the entire song, and I get it, but the way that the song was originally written and the way that it's done, Chris, it takes away something from the song. The song is not as good, and I'm not being hypocritical.
But they're not being punished. That song is still being played and all that. They're just beeping out of work.
But they've
now,
taken
remember,
out.
Remember, they punished Michael Jackson. They stopped playing his stuff when he referred to Jews in a derogatory way. I don't even think he referred to Jews in a way they didn't like. Remember that?
I don't.
Back in the early 90s? Yeah. And they stopped playing it. So I think it's an interesting story, and you say poetic license. We've always kind of gone by that to some degree. There's always been the FCC, but a lot of stuff is changing, you know? And that's just, that doesn't have to be a universal rule that comedians and, you know, singers and rappers and things can say whatever they want. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't or should. I'm just saying that's something that people could get sensitive about, too.
But don't I have the right not to go to that guy's comment? If I want to go to a clean comedian, then I figured out who's the guys who don't curse and don't use all that language or the records, the music. I mean, those are my rights to buy and not buy. And if people didn't buy them, Chris, they wouldn't be popular. And they'd probably change their tune. But they are bought, and people do enjoy some of it, and I'm guilty. There's words that I would never use in conversation, but in a song, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
All right, it's an interesting conversation. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Was the NBA out of line for fining Kevin Durant for some of the things he said? Vulgar language, no doubt. In a private conversation, or really a private message. We'll continue the conversation with you. We want your opinion. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, you know it's the Funky Flashback Friday when you hear these grooves. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. You think the NBA stepped across the line, out of bounds, in fining Kevin Durant $50,000 for comments made privately in a DM to Michael Rapaport? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
All right, let's kick it off with Jay in Wichita. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jay?
Not too much. I just wanted to say, when you say rappers can get away with it because of poetic licensing or whatever, wasn't there a time when Allen Iverson was told to pull a song because of similar remarks?
Yeah, but he represented the NBA, and he didn't. There's a difference. He represented the NBA. He signed a contract, a code of conduct that they have drawn up for what players can and can't do. And when you agree to a contract with the league, that's what you sign over. You sign over some of your rights.
He could have done it. He met with David Stern, and Stern told him he shouldn't put this out. You know, and right. But here's the thing, and this is what a lot of people complain about when some of the negative lyrics, particularly negative toward black people in some of the hip hop, they represent those record companies, record labels. Why are those record labels promoting that music, you know what I'm saying, instead of stuff that's not as negative?
Because it's the same thing, it's the company. But see, I don't look at it that way. If people didn't want to hear it, Chris, you could say you could promote it all you want.
You don't have to play
people,
it on the radio, though. You could choose but what you don't kind have of to music buy it. You want to play on the radio.
You don't have to buy
it. If they keep playing stuff over and over again on the radio, it's going to catch on with people.
I don't agree with that.
You got to choose. There's so much hip-hop out there. You got to choose what hip-hop you're going
to
play.
There's certain hip-hop that I'm not interested in, and I'm not going to listen to those lyrics. So I won't pay my money, and I won't support it. And
I'm
that's
more
the
talking
same
about
thing.
Radio.
I just mean in general, they don't play the real racy, nasty stuff or stuff on.
Yeah,
on
they don't play.
Do
they beep some of it out.
Well, but that's not. But they're not playing it in its entirety.
Yeah, but they're playing it. You had to be an imbecile to not know what they're talking about.
I don't see it the same way. All right, Matt in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, I actually think they didn't go hard enough on him. When I compare this to the Myers-Leonard situation down in Miami, I think this is 10 times worse, and KD needs to be held accountable here. I don't care how good you are. I just think it's ridiculous, his actions.
What did Leonard get? What was his punishment? He's hurt, but he was suspended. Well, I thought he was only suspended. He was suspended for like a week. He's injured, so he's not playing. But I'll look it up. But that's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about Myles Leonard, Rob.
Yeah, but I think he was suspended too. By the NBA. Wasn't it by the Heat?
The Heat. Yeah, that's. I'm gonna look it up. I can't remember.
And
exactly
I don't. And Chris, I don't
Rob,
know.
G, see
I'm
if you
guessing.
Can look that up.
I'm guessing. I don't. Is their owner Jewish? I mean, like
yes,
seriously,
yes,
he's a
he is.
Okay. Mickey, yeah. Right? What is this, Mickey?
Mickey Arison.
Right. I mean, he owns the team.
But I'm. Okay, he was suspended indefinite. Fine $50,000, so same as Durant.
But suspended by the team, not the league, correct?
Right.
Almost positive, Chris. It was the team.
Yeah, suspended indefinitely, which, again, he's injured. No, right. I thought he was suspended only for a week. Yeah, suspended for a week and fine $50,000. Some of these stories say indefinitely, some say a week. I think it was a week. And he's out. Okay. He's injured, so he's not with the team.
Right. Man. All right, let's just squeeze in Andre from Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What's going on? I think with Leonard, he was suspended by Miami, and then he got shipped over to OKC, and then OKC just cut him. But to the point here, I think the NBA is acting appropriately.
Did they run him out of Miami, Andre?
Yeah, I believe they traded him. I believe he went to OKC, and then OKC said no thanks. And OKC said adios.
And don't think ability. You know this, Rob. Ability has something to do with it.
Right.
If he was Miles really Leonard good, was a right. star, yep. Yeah, he would have got a suspension.
They find a way. They find a
fine.
Way. Yep, no doubt. All right, Andre, go ahead.
100%. Just real quick, again, with the David, with Donald Sterling, with the Los Angeles Clippers, that also was private, and Adam Silver's rationale was, what was private is now public. And so once it entered the public sphere, he could go ahead and adjudicate it. So with Kevin Durant, I mean, we've already talked about it, why he finds the need to punch down so often. But as soon as he reached out, he gives the other person the upper hand because now they have that evidence that they can now
yep.
screenshot and get it out to the world. And now everyone's
right.
taking and running on his name. So I think the NBA, it was private, but now it's public. And so you have to adjudicate from there.
Hey,
we
Andre,
talked about that, Rob.
Andre.
Yes.
Hold on.
Once it becomes public.
Andre
it's
what
tough.
You call it. Andre is real hip. Did you hear what he said, Chris? Did you pick up the lingo he used that I never heard before?
What is no?
Andre said when he decides, he likes to punch down.
Right.
Oh, yeah, did, yeah.
That,
yeah,
right?
Heard that.
You mean like, you know, social media, typing, tweeting or whatever, right? Is that what you
now,
mean?
Now, Rappaport he's not the equivalent of Kevin Durant in Hollywood, obviously, but he's still, you know.
He's a big name.
But Durant does do that anyway. He goes after just random.
But I like that Dre punch down. Okay, I never heard
we
of that.
We talked about that, though, Rob, how even though it's private, once it becomes public, it can, you know, it's an interesting situation the whole way around, you know. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and
uh-oh.
We got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia coming
uh-oh.
Up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, proving you don't even gotta like sports to work in sports media. The big star of this segment, as always, our resident DJ, the loquacious podcast host of Weeb Nation. They call him Weeb. The other guy's name is Nation. Alex Tyshirt.
Stay off the Weeb.
Well, Rob, Chris, you know I told my manager I'll keep a little slot for you guys on Fridays next week. Sorry, bigger, better things. But I'm glad to be here. This is going to be a great time. Hopefully you guys have better clues. But we'll see.
All right, so really quick, though, before we get started. Number one, we're up against it time-wise. You only got 10 seconds in between clues.
All right, let's okay? do it.
So that's
all
number one.
Rob's the one usually takes all that.
That's true.
Number two, normally we make the questions easy to hard, but I figured to help speed up the game, I'm going to make it so that
the clues for each one should go easy to hard. So if you look at the answers, I hope you can get easier clues from round number one versus round number seven. That's what we're doing it this way.
Jeez.
So let's get started, guys. To flip the coin, Rob Parker gets the first crack at question number one. Rob, one word clue here for Alex Teichert. Only one coach has ever won a basketball championship in both the NCAA and the NBA. That coach is Larry Blank.
Clown?
Scott.
That is incorrect.
Color.
Color. Clown color.
Three.
Oh,
two,
man.
One.
All right, here we go.
Rob. Sorry, Chris.
8 points Ready? For you, Rob, if you get this. 8 points.
Come on, Alex.
All right,
Concentrate.
Rob.
All right, here we go. What's his name? Can I say his name?
Wait, one word.
Larry okay, Blank.
No,
Larry
no, Blank. No.
Okay, here we go. Here we
okay.
go.
Okay.
Frown?
Brown.
That is correct.
Let's go!
First of all, he's biting my style. You know I'm Wait. The one that does that.
Hold on. Rob, I got a bigger question. How was I supposed to get brown from clown? Clown brown.
You're supposed
rhyming.
To know it rhymes.
That just threw something. Me off.
No, I know. I should have said
How'd
frown
How'd you get
first.
Frown? How'd you get it from frown? You once
you
color?
Said you said because you knew color, right?
Yeah.
All right. I should get half of that.
No. Back to Chris. 10 points now. Question number two. Here we go. One word clues. Almost every round of the NCAA tournament has a fun nickname, including the Final Four, the Elite Eight, and the Blank 16.
Oh, gosh.
Sugar.
Sugar. Sweet.
There
that is correct.
Is it? Let's go.
That is
funny. You know what?
Now I was that's gonna, a clue, Rob Parker.
I was going to say Rob G, but I don't think that would have worked, right?
Oh, no. That wouldn't have worked.
Racist.
What?
That would have been racist? Two words. That would have been two words, too.
All right. Here we go. Teichert's Tower of Trivia, level number three. Chris
job,
up
TV.
10 to 8. Rob, back to you. Gonzaga, two games away from a perfect season, which would make them the first team since the 1976 Blank Hoosiers to run the table and win the title. Rob, one word clue.
What you got for me, Rob?
Indianapolis.
I have a feeling I know what you're trying to tell me. Is it Indiana?
Yeah! Now, hold on. Rob got mad at me last time.
You can count
that.
It. Rob G.
The word when is you, in there.
I don't think Rob G was here.
He wasn't.
Rob, you weren't here.
I was
Chris
not.
Used,
no, he wasn't.
Chris
was
used Indianapolis for Indiana, and I'm like, what?
Which
and
is, so I, it's fine, yeah.
I did it too.
Yeah,
I did it
yeah
well.
You kind of
I'm
just
amazed at the double standard you use. But anyway. Yes,
you can't right. beat him, join him. Right, Rob?
That's right.
We keep it moving. Rob Parker in the lead, 18 to 10. Chris, back to you. Gonzaga, Baylor, UCLA, and Houston are the final four teams left in the big dance. Houston's mascot is a blank.
All right.
Oh, God.
Here we go, Alex.
Okay.
Jaguar.
Cat.
That is incorrect.
Mm. Rob.
Mm. Woman.
That's a really good clue, Rob.
That is. Come on.
Alex Jaguar. Ain't in them circles, y'all.
Right, right.
Thankfully, I'm
Five,
not a
CB. Four. Three,
this is probably not right, but I can like feline.
That is incorrect.
All right, you close.
Okay.
Don't say that, Chris. You just gave him a nut. What are you saying? Stop it.
Hey, he was just
you
complimenting
do that every
me.
Clue, no, Rob. I don't. Here we go.
He was just
go.
Complimenting. Yes.
Elderly.
I am stunned. Oh, Chris. I want to get this for you right now. Lion?
That is incorrect. Rob, your last chance to steal here for 7 points. Last chance for Rob.
Okay.
Today.
Blanche.
What'd you say, Rob?
Blanche. You got to add up your clues, Blanche.
I'm trying.
Hold on. See, look at Rob giving him extra stuff.
I'm totally going to wet the bet on this one. Cowboys?
That is what the heck?
I don't know. I just threw one out there.
The answer is
what is it?
Cougar or cougars?
Is it really?
Yeah.
So he said female elderly.
Elderly.
Got it.
Yeah, you were close.
Right, right.
You know what? I think, Rob, if you said MILF, I might have got it.
Why would you know what?
That
would have
been a good one. I don't know why I didn't think about that. I don't
can you say that on the radio?
You probably can't, so nobody
can
that.
You can't say that on the radio.
You can't say MILF on the radio.
No, Chris, stop saying it.
Nobody say it.
Lillian's on her way.
If you get the podcast, you'll know what they said. Yeah. But on the radio,
nobody
you're not going to play.
Nobody said.
All right, last one. I think the only time we got left for.
What's the
Cougar,
score?
Really?
18 to 10. Rob is up.
Oh. Cougar?
Rob, you get the first crack at this one. So if you get this one right, it's over.
Can I ask all a question real quick, Rob G?
Sure.
Why would you say Jaguar, CB?
Jaguar. Cougar, Jaguar. Same thing, right?
I guess so. That kind of threw me off.
In the family, right?
Yeah, they're like cousins.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Tysha's Tower of Trivia. Rob, if you get this one, it's over.
Come on, Rob.
Let's close the door right here. Most of the NCAA tournament takes place during the month of March, as you know. So it is oftentimes referred to as March blank.
Insane.
CB, I don't like the chuckling over there. It's kind of hurting me up right now. Hold on. I'm going to do this again. Hold on. So you said insane?
Yep.
Okay, I'm just going to do this comparison thing. It's either one or two.
Five.
Okay, hold
four,
on. It's, Rob G, stop it.
Say it. Three.
Okay, I'm just going to go madness then, right?
That is correct.
Let's go, baby. Oh. Let's go. It was that or craziness, so at least I got right.
Craziness
I
is
had
another
the perfect hint, too.
What were you going to say, Chris?
I was going to be like, badness?
No.
Did you say badness?
Yeah.
Well, I got something bad for Rob.
You would have been like badness. Psycho is a good one, too.
There we go.
Here we go.
Pump it up.
Here we go. I didn't get my theme music when I won last
time. We didn't have
time.
We didn't have time.
We ran out of time.
That's right.
I didn't hear the bongos. This is perfect. I got to hear this.
I'm here.
I got to hear this to start a nice Friday night in Los Angeles. What a weekend it's going to be.
Cougar.
In your living room.
You already know. That's about it.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Funky Flashback Friday. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Last segment of a Funky Flashback Friday. We hope all of you guys have a great weekend. What are you doing this weekend, Rob?
Just chilling. Just got a lot of paperwork to finish up. I'm going to get outside during the day.
And, hit the beach or something?
Nah, just hang out. But
Now you've been in L.A. There are people that live in L.A. that have never been to the beach.
Oh, yeah, I've been to the beach.
Okay, I was going to say, since you've been there, you've been to the beach.
Yes.
I went to the beach a couple times, too, when I was out there.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I ain't been out there laying out on the sand.
No. When I go to the beach, it's got to be somewhere exotic or Hawaii or, you know, like.
Right.
I know I'm sounding bougie. I'm sorry.
Well, you are. I mean, don't front. Balenciaga.
Oh, here
Gucci.
We go.
You know what's cool is The Odd Couple claims to be the show of the people, but y'all are some of the most one percenters we've ever met.
What?
In the history of sports.
Hey, I'm down with the folk. I don't know about Rob. With the people.
I am as average Joe as anybody. You already know that. What?
I can say two words, Gucci and Balenciaga.
Yeah, and then Chris has a guy who watches his car for him when he goes places.
Right.
Stop it. That is not true.
I remember Alex says, hey, CB, can you go ahead and retweet this for me? He's like, oh, I don't even run my own Twitter page. I got a guy for
right.
you.
Right. Oh, that's bullshit.
That is not true. That ain't true. I run my own Twitter page. What are you talking about?
On Saturday and Sunday.
Right. Not Sunday, though.
Oh, that's right.
You going to church on Easter, y'all? Or watching, I guess. I don't know if you can go out there.
Yeah, you're going, right?
Well, I don't know if we can go.
It's weird out here too, CB.
Yeah, I watch something. That's what we've been doing.
I know today, did most people work today or were they off for Good Friday?
Good Friday.
The traffic in LA, Chris,
we worked,
is back to normal.
Our show, and I worked on TV earlier, so I think a lot of people.
Rob G, is this a holiday? I don't think it is, huh?
No, and if it was, we're banking it for the summer when everything's open again.
Right.
So
I'm with you on that. I'm not trying to really take any time until
once we're unlocked, Odd Couple is going on a hiatus.
You just came off a week vacation.
I'm about to take 4 week vacation.
I know.
Me, Alex, Steve DeSager, we're just going to be gone for 3.5 weeks.
Wow. Well, the show will collapse then.
Exactly.
Not really.
Whatever.
Oh. We just try and make you feel better.
I'm gonna get a week in June, and I need it. I mean, I've been working like a workhorse. I'm doing Dan Patrick a couple days next week. Not next week, the week after.
We're both doing that.
Are we both
together? Yeah. Well, at least one day.
At least one show, I think. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got a lot of stuff coming.
I know
on,
where
but,
I'll be in June.
Where's that?
Paying our man. Lamar Mitchell a visit.
Are you going? Finally?
Yes.
You only need 9 more trips to catch up to me.
I'm surprised you aren't there every other weekend. Real talk.
I mean, it's a 40-minute flight, Chris.
I know, man.
I might go. You know what? You just said it.
I gave you an idea, right?
I'm going to go next weekend. Yep.
All right, quickly, Bill Self, Rob, lifetime
contract. That's ridiculous.
I don't get that. First of all, he's embroiled in a little bit of scandal, right? 2017,
that's not the time to do it. Why is he doing it now? Why are they doing that now with that?
I don't even like the idea of a lifetime contract for a coach. I get it. He's been good there. I mean, the scandal aside, Rob, why has it got to be a lifetime contract?
Nobody should get that. I'm serious. The only people who have jobs for life, there's only two jobs. The Pope and the Supreme Court Justice. Those are the only two people who keep their jobs until they die. Everybody else is debatable.
Yeah. I mean, right? Is there another job? Did he have a lifetime contract?
Who? Krzyzewski?
Krzyzewski? No. Give Self a 5-year deal, and that's it. Now, I mean, he's a good coach. We know he's had success. He won a national championship. But they had Roy Williams before him, Larry Brown, Rob, before that, who obviously won a championship there. That's just bizarre, especially to be embroiled in
Who'd you say? Larry Clown
Brown.
Or Larry Frown? Oh, I'm sorry.
Frown?
Frown.
That should be outlawed,
Frown.
Too. Rob G, for the trivia.
Why should they outlaw? Why should we outlaw that?
Because you copied me. I was unique.
I know.
I was unique.
You know what? He sounds like the state of Georgia. That's what he sounds like now.
I was unique with it. You just stole it. I mean, no shame either. Just,
you know what?
You same inflection and everything.
You should be flattered that I'm doing it.
I guess I'll try to look at it that way. All right. It's the Odd Couple signing off. Go to iTunes. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, download, subscribe, 5 stars, and a comment. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.